Led Zeppelin, Ramble On 98.3 The Snake. It's the classic rock station. It's the last... I told myself I wouldn't get upset. It's the last interview of the season for Magic Valley Speedway. I have in the studio with me, of course, Ashley from the Speedway. How's it going, Ashley?
Good. How are you, Kendra?
Good. I'm going to miss you.
I know. What am I supposed to do with my Wednesdays now?
You know, I'm just going to come and see you, and I won't even call you first. I'll just be standing outside your window, breathing heavily.
And I'll just show up here and just be like, whose studio can I sit in today?
That's fine with me. And also, of course, we're talking racing. We have Mitch Pearson. And, dude, you're 7 points behind, which means you're almost winning in the Brennan's Carpet Superstock Championship, which is, of course, this Saturday night. You stoked?
Oh, yeah, always. I mean, it's a bad deal that it's the last race of the year. But you know what? It's been an up-and-down season. Kind of want to get this one over and come out swinging again next year.
I mean, you're usually... either in the championship or pretty darn close. I mean, you guys rock. I mean, your whole family is usually winning. Why? You paying someone off or what?
I contributed back to about 25 years of experience running up and down the West Coast at various tracks and stuff. But we always end up back here at the beautiful Magic Valley Speedway.
Mm-hmm. I mean, your family's here and your whole family races too, right?
Yeah, we cut it down to about half the family this year. My brother decided to go a different route, and so it's just my father and my niece Haley and myself.
Okay, so less competition that way. Okay, so Marinda Clymer is 7 points ahead of you. Are you going to let a chick beat you?
Well, you know, everybody sees a girl in the stands, but you know what? As soon as you put that helmet on, we're all one thing. We're all a racer. Don't matter if you're male, female, old, or young. We're all racers.
You know, Mitch, I like you, but I'm down with the girl power. So, you know, I'm like, may the best racer win, okay? I'll just leave it at that. So, you know, what is your strategy for this Saturday night?
We're just going to go out and keep doing what we're doing. We've been kind of running a Lone Ranger kind of year. We've been out there doing it all by ourselves, you know, but may the cards fall where they fall.
Okay. I was hoping you would just say, well, we're going to win and dominate, but, you know.
Well, that's always plan one, always.
That's basically what you said. Okay, so Mitch, we've talked to you plenty of times. Since this is the last race of this season, there's, you know, next season, but this season, you know, what was your favorite moment? Do you have one so far this year?
I think favorite moment was the doubles. We had two doubles this year, and on the first double, I barely missed getting the win in the first main event against Russell Dalton, but came back swinging and got the win the second one. Then the second time around, we won the first one and was half a fender back from winning the second one.
Nice. So will you be back next year?
We could play with some people, and I might say cards are in the air, but we're not a guarantee yet.
Why must you do this to me? Okay, I'm fragile today. Okay, we'll definitely check them out. Just 7 points apart from first and second place. And second place ain't bad, but dude, you want first, right?
It's always tough. I mean, the Brennan's Carpet Superstock class is one heck of a class. We've had pretty much everybody in the class has had a main event win. It's probably the most competitive class out there. On any night, you never know what's going to happen. And so we're just going to do our best and hopefully run up front like we've had before and just see where it lands.
Kill it. All right. Good luck to you, Mitch Pearson, racing this Saturday night in the Brennan's Carpet Superstock Championship. All night, it's championship night. And Ashley, fill us in. Sorry. One last time. What is happening this Saturday night?
We have Qualys Electronics is bringing in Championship Night at the races.
Nice.
We're having Mountain Dew Late Models, Brennan's Carpet Superstocks, Magic Valley Pipe Street Stocks, Sherry's Cafe Hornets, Qualys Electronics Junior Singers, and the Budweiser Trailer Race Destruction.
I almost forgot. How dare me? No. You know, it was rescheduled, and I saw that video. You guys,
crazy flooding.
It was. It looked like
if you didn't
like
see it, go to our Facebook, Magic Valley Speedway's Facebook.
Yeah, you basically nuts. you have the Speedway car and you're just videotaping the track and driving around, and yes. I watched it and I was like, oh my god, that's horrible.
And that was just on Friday, and it was still coming down when we were doing the video. We went back out Saturday morning and we're like, yeah, it's probably a good thing we canceled, because there's trailers no would have been stuck and
Yeah, it would have been. Maybe it would have been hilarious for the trailer race, but the rest of the racing, that would not have been so safe.
Much. I don't think the Rocky Mountain guys would be okay with their big haulers getting stuck in the mud and have to be towed out.
Yeah, that would be bad. So, honestly, I think this is working out for the best. I mean, Championship Night and the Budweiser Trailer Race of Destruction, it will literally end with a bang and a crash and a
It's going to be exciting. You don't want to miss this Saturday, end of the year, crashing.
And smashing in trailers.
Smashing trailers.
And, you know, the food, Champions the drinks. Crown. And, yeah, I mean, there's trophies that will only be handed to champions, not everyone.
Yeah.
Should I not make that joke?
Well, unless you're a winner, I guess.
Well, exactly.
And winner gets a trophy. Champions get trophies.
That's who deserves a trophy. Just saying. Okay. Anyway, whatever. My soapbox will get off it. When does everything start up?
Gates open at 4, McDonald's time trials at 6:30, racing begins at 7. Adults are $16, seniors $14, children 12 and under free with adult, and military is always free with ID.
Nice. Of course, magicvalleyspeedway.com, and I'll ask you, Ashley, what was your favorite moment this year?
I have to pick just one?
Okay, well, give me a few if it's that good.
I think kicking off our Southern Idaho 222 Century Motorsports Show was good. We had a good turnout, and hoping next year the second one, it's going to be huge. I've already talked to a lot of drivers that are going to be coming out, so look forward to that. Nice. Trailer race, 4th of July weekend's always awesome. Mm-hmm. We always have good, dedicated fans that if they stay in town, they come out. And probably Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be bittersweet.
Yeah, definitely.
But definitely worth it. Be fun, exciting motions going, close point chases in a lot of the classes. So
it makes it fun.
Yes.
So will you be back next year?
Maybe.
Oh my goodness.
Maybe I won't.
I can't
handle Cards it. Are in the air.
Will I be back next year? Yeah, probably. Yeah, whatever. I got to pay my bills. Okay, I'll be honest with y'all.
You got
back.
Babies to feed me.
I got babies. If you count the dog, it's plural.
It's same.
All right. It's 98.3 The Snake, the classic rock station. Final races, the championship night this Saturday night over at Magic Valley Speedway.